CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka'a. And be first, the main points. The lone female member of the Constitutional Council, Florence Rita Ari, has taken the oath of office with a call for her to serve the nation with integrity and devotion. Pupils and students who are on the summer holidays will be opportune to explore some of the tourist destinations Cameroon is proud of, like the Waza National Park and the Sanaga Falls. About 60 people have died in India after a stampede that occurred during a religious event. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. Chief Justice Florence Rita Ari, appointed by presidential decree on January 18, 2024, as member of the Constitutional Council, has taken the oath of office with a call to serve Cameroonians fairly and objectively. This was during a session of the Congress of Parliament, chaired by its president, the Right Honourable Kava Yege Jibril, who urged Justice Ari to perform her duty in line with the dictates of the law. The ceremony grouped senators and members of the National Assembly, and also in attendance were Senate President Masenya Njifenji and Prime Minister Joseph Dion Ngute. A number of tourist destinations are on standby to receive pupils and students during the summer holiday. Tourist guides are proposing a handful of such tourist destinations across the country to families, groups of persons and individuals for entertainment and relaxation. Some of such tourist destinations are the Sanaga Falls in the littoral region, Bota Island in the southwest, Koteng Lake in the center, the Bamoun Museum in the west, the Waza National Park in the far north, and the list is exhaustive. Newly appointed staff at the National Station of the Cameroon Radio Television have been urged to work hard to improve on the content, quality and visibility of radio programs broadcast by the CRTV. The Central Director for Radio, Madeleine Sopikoto, was speaking during a ceremony to install, on behalf of the Director General, Charles Ndongo, the new unit head for special events and programs, Tony Nanyongo Madeleine, and the new unit head for the promotion of programs and copyright, Awa Luisa Akwanka. The ceremony also served to welcome to the cabinet of the Central Director for Radio, Francois Koki Chuest, editorialist, who was formerly editor-in-chief at CRTV's Littoral Regional Station. Municipal Council officials of Cameroon are being drilled in a five-day seminar in Kribi, Ocean Division, on various methods of local accounting and tax management. Organized by the National Training Program for Cities Trades, PDVIR, the seminar has as aim to reinforce capacity of council accountants in the management of local fiscal control so they carry out their job with ease and clarity. Opening the seminar in Kribi, the Secretary General at the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, Mathurin Ney, called on participants to make good use of the opportunity offered and gain knowledge that will help in the management of municipal revenue. Inhabitants along the Kumbai Kondo Titi stretch of road have expressed gratitude to the Head of State, His Excellency Paul Biya, for tarring of the national road. This was during an evaluation tour carried out by the Senior Divisional Officer for Meme, Shambalen Tondong, who lauded technicians of the 6th Rapid Intervention Battalion B for the quality of work done. Out of the country, up to 60 people have died following a stampede at a religious gathering in northern India. The victims, including more than 20 women, are still being identified. The crowd had gathered for an event to celebrate Shiva, the Hindu deity, in one of the villages. Accidents are routinely reported at religious events in India as huge crowds gather in tight spaces with little adherence to safety measures. It's not clear yet what led to the stampede. And in sports, the president of the commission in charge of organizing local and international FECA Food competition says the center and littoral regional leagues of FECA Food have promised that their representatives for the 2024 national Interpols will be known before the competition kicks off. The information was disclosed by Abdullahi Abdul Razak at FECA Food's headquarters today during a press briefing, where he announced that the tournament will run from the 1st to the 15th of August at the FECA Food Technical Center in Oja and the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly, will save lives.
CRT This Afternoon Edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
Connecting people.
The lone female member of the Constitutional Council, Arie Florence Ritter, has taken the oath of office before the Congress of Parliament today in Yaoundé. Presiding over the solemn ceremony, the President of the Congress of Parliament, Right Honourable Kavai Yege Jibri, who doubles as House Speaker, reminded Arie Florence Ritter of her strategic role to enhance democracy and the rule of law in Cameroon. Constitutional Council reporter Quinta Rita Edang has details of today's swearing-in ceremony.
The oath-taking ritual, which confirms Arie Florence Ritter's commitment, was performed following a presidential decree of last January 18, renewing her mandate as member of the Constitutional Council for the next 6 years.
Diligently discharge my duties in an impartial manner in accordance with the Constitution to uphold the confidentiality of deliberations and voting, not to take any public stance, provide consultation on matters.
The solemn ceremony that grouped members of both houses was chaired by the President of the Congress, the Right Honorable Kavai Yege Jibril, assisted by Senate President Marcel Nyat Njifenji. Before the executive, led by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, and members of the judiciary, she was reminded of her role. This includes ensuring the regularity of parliamentary and presidential elections, the ruling of matters within her jurisdiction, and the handling of matters that deal with the constitutionality of laws. Describing Arie Florence Ritter as a judicial icon, the President of the Congress enjoined her to work with the other members who took the oath of office earlier this year to foster democracy in Cameroon. Born in 1948 in Manfe, Arie Florence Ritter studied in the Queen of the Holy Rosary College, Okoyong, and Cass Bambili before proceeding to Nigeria and Britain, where she read law. The super-skilled magistrate was the first female to be appointed state counsel and president of a court of appeal in Cameroon. She also served in other top positions within and out of the country.
Quinta Rita Edang reporting. Tourist guides are proposing a handful of tourist destinations across the country during this holiday period for families and other groups of persons for entertainment and relaxation ventures through the organization of joint trips and amusement camps to places like the Bota Island in the southwest regions, Cameroon prides itself in the plethora of tourist destinations in several regions of the country, like you already heard. Experts suggest that policy and an increased sense of patriotism could propel Cameroon's tourism sector on the globe. Rigobert Maniga had a chat with an expert in tourism who is also a local promoter of the sector in the country and compared the following report.
Based on his principle of anonymity, this expert in tourism, a domestic promoter of the industry in Cameroon, raised this issue of alien excitement Cameroonians are victims of when it comes to voluntary contribution to domestic tourism.
The only problem that I'm looking at is that we have this mentality of it has to be there, not here. And being here, I have seen quite a lot of windows of opportunities. In the Southwest alone, we have culture, we have heritage, we have archaeological, that we can actually repackage and take it to the global space.
This domestic tourism promoter masters some of the theories that help him to drive the sector.
There is something we call destination evaluation and destination interpretation. When you looked at the destination, you want to evaluate the destination. It costs a lot. It can take some people maybe about 10 years to actually look at the product holistically before you take it to the global space. It takes a lot of money. 2018 today, I would say it has cost me close to almost about $150 million to actually develop our tourism.
The expert sees the need for financial institutions, policymakers, and the civil society to champion the cause for a strong domestic tourism sector in Cameroon. Experts in the tourism sector in Cameroon are of the view that if all hands come together, Cameroon's tourism will have a place on the map.
Rigobert Mania reporting. Parents in the West Regional Capital Bafoussam are doing everything within their powers to give their kids memorable moments by taking them to tourist destinations around the country this summer holiday. Our West Regional Correspondent Isaac Ngonkum spoke to some of them on the streets of Bafoussam to find out what they are doing to ensure their children have a stress-free vacation. His report.
Cameroon is blessed with numerous touristic destinations, with the West region harboring a good number of them. The choice of visiting one over the other, therefore, boils down to one's financial means. Fongwa Search is a resident of the city of Bafoussam.
This period holidays, my children, I see how they are not very comfortable in the house. I want to take them, come and discover some little place. We can go either to Bangwa or to Bati.
Unlike him, Mrs. Mbongshe already has a precise idea of where her children could be visiting this holiday.
So I would like my children to visit Limbe for their first time. So they will be there with their uncle. He can take them to the sea sites in Limbe.
Douala and Yaoundé are not left out.
With my family, I have planned to, the first group has to go to Douala, to their own uncle, and the second group has to go to Yaoundé.
Budget constraints and lack of adequate knowledge is no excuse, as a simple change of environment could play the trick. Psychologists, however, advise that parents do their best to take their children to new places where they can better rest and recharge before schools reopen. Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Bafoussam.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CLTV's afternoon edition on the national station. The population of the city of Yaoundé has been streaming into the premises of Cameroon Tribune to discover the hands and machines behind the production of the National Bilingual Daily. This is on the occasion of open days organized as part of activities to mark the 50th anniversary of the newspaper launched by the Minister of Communication, René Emmanuel Sadi, yesterday in Yaoundé, George Wong.
The open day at Cameroon Tribune gave an opportunity for the public to discover the processes involved in the production of the newspaper and other products of the corporation. Visitors to the head office of the Cameroon News and Publishing Corporation are welcomed by a picture exhibition retracing the evolution of the paper, which the Deputy General Manager, Shea Peter Mabu, says has witnessed editorial and technical changes.
Editorial content of the paper, the presentation, even the machines that are so modern. The changes, for example, you will notice that with the coming of the internet, it is faster now to gather news, process and disseminate.
It is also a moment for the public to relive the history and important moments that have marked the life of the newspaper in half a century.
They will want to let them see the humble way in which we started and where we are today, and to let the public know that you don't start the great way and go down.
Through the exhibition, the management of Sopecam is also celebrating the contributions and efforts of those who have helped to keep the National Bilingual Daily afloat through thick and thin. The images also capture the print run of the first copies of the paper on the 1st of July 1974, the beehive atmosphere around the Rotary Press, with technicians pressing text onto pages, and visits to the structure by key personalities from Cameroon and beyond.
George Mwam reporting. Persons living with disabilities have been reminded of the need to register on electoral rolls and fulfill their civic responsibility during upcoming elections. This was during a forum led by the Elecam branch head for Yaoundé 6 to sensitize this category of persons to fully participate in the registration exercise. Maimuna Njoya reports from CRTV Center.
The rate of enrollment of persons with disabilities on the electoral register has not been impressive during the past month, either because of the lack of civil status documents or a poor understanding of the political rights of this category of the population. Elecam's branch head of Yaoundé 6, Oscar Baleb Esome, says out of the over 10,000 registered potential voters as of now, there are just about 3 to 4 disabled persons, and enough reason to incite a more inclusive registration process barely 8 weeks to the end of the revision exercise. The targeted people are now well informed and ready. Angeline Evina Bella.
Persons living with disability have the same right to participate in election. One vote, one opportunity for us people living with disability.
This initiative has been commended by the Deputy Director General of the Cardinal Paul Emile Leger Center, Douglas Achingale.
I think I can only encourage them to actually vote because it is their civil right.
After similar platforms in Garoua, Ngaoundéré and now Yaoundé, disabled persons in Maroua and Betwa will also have to get registered. Maimouna Njoya, CRTV Center.
The Central Director for Radio, Madeleine Sopikoto, has today, on behalf of CRTV's Director General, Charles Ndongo, installed newly appointed staff at the national station of the CRTV. During the brief ceremony at CRTV's International Broadcasting Center, Madeleine Sopikoto called on them to use their rich professional experiences to improve on the content, quality, and visibility of programs broadcast. Patience Wingo.
Crisp and special was this Tuesday's ceremony to officially install Tony Nanyongo Magdalene as the new unit head for special events and programs, and Awa Luisa Akwanka as the unit head for the promotion of programming and copyright, appointed at the close of the 58th Extraordinary Board of Directors session on the 25th of June 2024 in Yaoundé. A ceremony that equally welcomed editorialist, previously editor-in-chief of CRTV Littoral, Francoise Koki Choice, to henceforth serve in the cabinet of the Central Director for Radio.
Following your various missions which require permanent evaluation,
in her address to the newly honored, the Central Director for Radio, Madeleine Sopikoto, entreated them to be committed in their new assignments in order to create, coordinate, and give visibility to radio programs across CRTV's traditional and web platforms to satisfy listeners both at home and abroad. They are expected to also follow up the proper coverage of important events and innovate several aspects of the radio production chain, including copyright. Tony Nanyongo, Magdalene, Awa Luisa Akwanka, and Francoise Koki Choice have promised to give their best.
I'm happy to have benefited from this confidence bestowed on me by the board and the general manager of the CRTV, and I promise to put in my best to make sure that CRTV goes from height to height.
I love challenges, so I feel elated because to me it's a new challenge after about 20 years strictly TV news. This is a new experience which I'm ready to explore and deliver the goals.
I'm happy. I thank management for this opportunity.
The Central Director for Radio, Madeleine Sopikoto, did not forget to remind them of the need to carry out their daily duties with the highest sense of ethics, rigor, hard work, and efficiency.
Patience Wingo. Inhabitants along the Kumba Ikondo Titi stretch of road have expressed gratitude to President Paul Biya for the tarring of the national road. This was during an evaluation tour carried out by the senior divisional officer for Meme, Chamberlain Tuondong, who expressed satisfaction with the quality of work done by technicians of the 6th Rapid Intervention Battalion. Details will go Balipa Sofia Ebe.
The senior divisional officer for Meme, Chamberlain Tuondong, was on an evaluation tour of the Kumba Ikondo Titi road, which is under construction, and he expressed satisfaction on the quality of work done. Reacting to complaints on the slow progression of work, he said what is more important is doing a good job.
The most important is not to go faster, but the most important is to do a very good job. Once more, thank you to the head of state, which is necessary to offer to the population very important structure.
With gravel deposition pending tarring, economic activities are said to have experienced a boom, and road users have expressed gratitude to the government.
We are just managing. At times, only the price to pay by very costly. So we appreciate the government for doing this. We are very impressed. We ourselves, we are security for that the road must move.
The senior divisional officer for Meme sees the opportunity to commune with the local population, who express the wish that the Dikome-Balwe road be tarred in the nearest future. Ngo Baliba, Sophia Ebe, CRTV, Boya.
And we'll revisit Apolet Awards. Some soldiers serving in military garrisons in Logan and Shari of the Far North region have received epaulets corresponding to their new ranks. The ceremony was chaired by the senior divisional officer, Mathias Fombele Tayem, in the presence of the commander of the 41st Motorized Infantry Brigade, Colonel Ayuk Girard. Patrick Tabo reports from Kusiri.
The highest rank of the day, Lieutenant Colonel, was conveyed on Hassana Jida, an illustrious son of Kusri. The other recipients, ranging from Lieutenant, Chief Warrant Officers, Staff Sergeants, Sergeants, Lance Corporals, and Corporals, drawn from the National Gendarmerie, the Rapid Intervention Battalion B, the Infantry, and the Firefighting Unit, also received their epaulets during the special ceremony chaired by the Senior Divisional Officer, Mathias Fombele Tayem, in the presence of the Commander of the Rapid Motorized Infantry Brigade, Colonel Ayuk Girard, family members, friends, and well-wishers. These soldiers have been rewarded for their professionalism, hard work and patriotism, especially in ensuring the security of the population and the fight against the Boko Haram terrorist sect. A rich and colorful epaulet award ceremony in Kusri that ended with a military parade. Patrick Tabo, CRTV News, Kusri.
Administrative officials and the forces of law and order in Mezam Division have been enjoined to collaborate with the population to maintain normalcy in the division. The senior divisional officer for Mezam, Simon Emil Moore, was speaking in Bamenda while chairing the first semester divisional coordination meeting for the maintenance of law and order. Veronica Aji completes that story from Bamenda.
Mezam Division has been on the spotlight recently with an upsurge of attacks on civilians, with the transport sector most hit. A quick response by the SDO saw the restriction of motorbike circulation between 6:30 p.m. and 6:30 a.m. Simon Emil Moore, senior divisional officer for Mezam, has reiterated that security and peace must prevail.
Some criminals are in town and harassing the population, mainly taxi drivers, and they're asking them to change their yellow color, which is inadmissible. We want just to reassure the population that all security measures have been taken to protect them and their property.
Local administrators in Mezam have also been told to be pacific and closely work with the population in maintaining order.
All our population, they are satisfied with the new measure and they are expecting more from the administration.
The first semester coordination meeting for the maintenance of law and order in Mezam was equally marked by the evaluation of the academic year, work advancement on the Babaju Bamenda Road, and registration on the electoral register. Veronica Aji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
We stay in the Northwest region to talk sports, where the Northwest flag bearers of this year's National Interpol's Option Sport Academy of Bamenda have resumed training after winning the final of the Northwest Regional League, which qualified them for the competition. The team that has featured in football seasons in the Northwest has recorded remarkable successes so far and has an ambition to secure another elite two spot for the region. Clenis Ayombong Abengo with details.
Option Sports Academy of Bamenda resumes training at the Big Mankon Kalik School playground after securing a remarkable win in the final of the Northwest Regional League, beating Rainbow FC of Bamenda by 5-1. Created in 2020, Option Sports Academy of Bamenda has been significantly performant in football competitions in the country, as mentioned by the coach Adamu Musa.
First year we were the national champions for under-17. The second season we were mini Interpol quarterfinalists, and this season we have been champion to go and represent the region.
He adds that the objective of the Northwest representatives for the National Interpols is to place young footballers in the limelight. Option Sports Academy of Bamenda played 9 matches in the Northwest Regional League this season, scoring 28 goals and conceding 3. They earned the prizes for the best coach, best player, best goalkeeper and highest goal scorer of the season. Option Sports Academy of Bamenda, who played the national interpools in Pool A. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Before we end CRTV's afternoon edition, once again the main points. The lone female member of the Constitutional Council, Florence Rita Ray, has taken the oath of office with a call for her to serve the nation with integrity and devotion. Pupils and students who are on the summer holidays will be opportune to explore some of the tourist destinations Cameroon is proud of, like the Waza National Park and the Sanaka Falls. Out of the country, about 60 people have died in India after a stampede that occurred during a religious event. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And be here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Marlies Natacha Mba.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi. L'équipe des sages du Conseil constitutionnel affiche désormais complet. Madame Florence Rita Aré a rejoint les 10 autres membres de cette haute juridiction ce matin après sa prestation de serment devant le Parlement réuni en congrès. C'était au cours d'une cérémonie présidée par le président de l'Assemblée nationale, le très honorable Kavaye Guédibril, qui avait à ses côtés le président du Sénat, Marcel Niak Difendi. Activité de vacances, le Cameroun, Afrique en miniature, offre plusieurs possibilités sur le plan touristique. Que ce soit en randonnée, en visite guidée ou encore en promenade sur une pirogue, les Camerounais ont un large éventail de distractions pour profiter au maximum des lieux exotiques que leur offre le pays. Malgré ces opportunités touristiques, peu de citoyens sont prêts à payer le coût exigé pour la découverte d'un site. Une situation qui fragilise le tourisme national. 3 nouveaux responsables intègrent les rangs de la CRTV Radio. Le directeur central du pôle radio, Madeleine Sopikoto, a procédé ce midi à l'installation de ses cadres suite à leur nomination par résolution du conseil d'administration du 25 juin 2024 en sa 58e session extraordinaire. Il s'agit de Françoise Coquitues, éditorialiste désormais en poste au cabinet du directeur central. Les 2 autres sont Tony Nayongo, journaliste chef d'unité de production des grands événements et des programmes spéciaux, et Louise Akwanka, journaliste chef d'unité de promotion de la régie d'antenne. Et puis en sport, Interpool 2024, le concours d'accession à l'élite. En Elite 2, initialement prévu du 1er au 15 juillet 2024, est remporté du 1er au 15 août 2024. Le président de la Commission des compétitions nationales et internationales était face à la presse ce matin au siège de la FECAFOOT. Abdoul Razak a apporté les éclairages au sujet du report. 8 régions ont dévoilé leurs champions. Les régions du centre et du littoral sont en compétition et pourront livrer leurs représentants. Fin du condensé du 3PM. Nous vous disons merci.